That's okay. Thank you for the pun, and good evening, everybody. Now we can get into the Gemara. So, last week, we glossed over one particular line in the Gemara that I want to get into a little bit more. This week, I also want to see a little bit of Tosfos, and I also wanted to make a few comments on things that we saw last week. Last week, I presented things. We went through the Machlokes between the Marsha and the Mishnah Rosh Kahuna in Pshat and Rashi. And again, as we said, fake Rashi, and we explained why he's called fake Rashi just before the Shir. But again, for those of you who are listening on a recording from afar, I doubt there are actually that many people, other than those that are signed up for the Shir, that listen to this, because like a random, you know, Iyun Shir can't... it's not like we talk about such interesting topics like gold theft or something like that.
Look on YU Torah and see how many clicks you've had.
I know, the problem is they're not accurate, those clicks. Sometimes they're way too low and sometimes they're way too high. Like, I think, like, from the streamers, if 300 people listen to it. Obviously, 300 people didn't listen to this. The same way as, like, my most popular shiurim in, like, history, like, 2.5 people listened to.
I guess Hamas must be in charge of that.
Exactly. Okay. Although there was once I gave my favorite shiur title ever was Toilet Paper on Shabbos, Terrible or Terrible. and that someone came over to me on the street and said, I just saw your shiur, I had to listen to it because it was such a good title. Okay. But other than that, most of the time I don't think so many hundreds of people listening to the shiur. So last time again we went over again what's Pshat and Rashi within Rabbi Yehuda. We're trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara, what does it mean, right? Loshna Harav Mayana, Loshna Locharav Mayana, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We went through all of that, but we glossed over one line, which we said wasn't really relevant. Okay, yes, there are Kainam Rabbi Yehuda. If you look, it's halfway between on Beis Aman Aleph, between the start of the wide lines, the end of the wide lines. Yes, there are Kainam Rabbi Yehuda. It was after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion, 4 or 5 lines down from the wide lines. Yes, there are Kainam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said more than this. Lo Yifne Adam Amas Amayim. A person should not empty out the water channel. Meaning to clear it out, we said. That means if it got blocked up, you shouldn't clear it out. And to water his gina and his churva. We kind of skipped that, and we said, well, that wasn't really what we were focusing on. Now, a couple of quick notes, and then we'll go a little bit over Rashi. Then we'll see Rashi Ksavyad, one of the Rashi in Kisveyad, and a couple of other Rishonim, to talk about this line of, again, that lo yifne adam amas hamayim. Okay? So that's where we are. Now, first of note, I said last week in the Tosefta, we saw the Tosefta. Tosefta had, instead of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it called the opinion Chachamin. I suggested that perhaps that was based on the fact that Gemara identified Rabbi Yehuda as the Tana of our Mishnah, that maybe that caused, it was like an edited version of the Tosefta that changed Rabbi Yehuda to Chachamin. Now that the Bavli had identified that as the Tana of our Mishnah, that doesn't seem to be the case. If you look in source number 11, it's a piece from the Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi's quote of the Braisa. V'tani kein, and the following is said in the Tosefta, Ma'ayan shiyatza v'schila mashkim menu afilu stei beis abal devar b'meir. It quotes the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim in mashkim menu el stei beis ashlachim shechareva. And the Chachamim say, you can only water, again, stei beis ashlachim shechareva, which we have over here. By the way, first of all, there the Braisa ends. Number one, we don't have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in all this discussion. Probably because it's not relevant to the Gemara and the Yerushalmi there. But the main thing is, in the Yerushalmi, it's already quoted as V'chachamim Omrim. The Bavli, obviously, the Bavli's conclusion would not have influenced the Yerushalmi's Girsa of the Tosefta. So unless we're going to suggest that someone changed that there too, the theory is no longer so realistic. What is possible is that there were two different Girsaos, and this Girsa does in fact prove that the Bavli's conclusion is correct, so to say, even from a... historical Girsa of the Tosefta, but I'm not really so confident in that theory, because again, this Girsa is already found in the Yerushalmi. Most likely, that's just why it had the Girsa and the Tosefta that we have. Now, when we were talking about Mayan Zen, Mayan Acher, we went through all sorts of possibilities, okay? And we said ultimately the Machlokas was really what those words can mean. What does it mean to be destroyed or dried out from one stream? And then a new stream comes out. What does it mean? And we had a whole discussion there. Let's reread Rashi Shecharvan Mimayan Zevi Yatzala Mayan Acher. Okay, this was Abaye's explanation as what Shecharva means in Ein Mashkin El Sebe Sashachan Shecharva, or Shechareva. Okay, so Amar Abaye said... And here where Rashi picks up, Shecharva Mimayan Zed was destroyed from this Mayan, V'yatzala Ma'ayan Acher, meaning, says Rashi, fake Rashi, Shecharav Ma'ayan Asherigila Lishtos Mimenu, that the Mayan, which it normally was used to drinking from, was destroyed or dried up, the cave unchirigila lishtos, since it regularly used to be watered by it. Ilo mashkela achshav, if you don't water it now, isleip seda yasera, there is excessive loss. Afilu haki, even so, lo shari Rabbi Huda only allows, ela mimayan shiyatsala, only from a mayan which went, was already gone out to it, delav tircha, which is no tircha. Ava megeshamim ume kilon, but the implication is that megeshamim and mekilon de tirchahu, lo shari afilu leves hashlachin, says Rashi, there's an implication here that it's only a ma'ayan. It's only a ma'ayan. Again, it's only a ma'ayan that we allow you to use, but not megeshamim and mekilon. Why is that important? Why is that diok and Rashi? Why is Rashi's diok important? And he says, and then we'll, he says, oh, furthermore, we see that Rehuda says a person should not, again, lo yifane mayim. We said we have amas hamayim. If you look in, that's what the Bach adds here. Alma de lo shari Reb Yehuda tircha yisera. We see that Reb Yehuda does not allow tircha yisera. Okay? Alma masisin Reb Yehuda. Meaning we are talking about the three criteria that we need in order to declare Reb Yehuda the Tana of our Mishnah. Number one, we needed him to agree that you're allowed to do a small amount of tircha for pseda. Did we find that in the Braisa? Yes. He said explicitly, right? Again, ein mashkin ela beseves hashlachin shechareva. So we've checked off the a little bit of tircha for a little bit of seda. Criterion number two says Rashi that you can't do a larger amount of tircha even for pseda. Says Rashi, we check off that box. How? From the implication that you can't use megeshamim and mikilon, and from lo yifne mayim or lo yifane mayim. Finally. Okay, what's the third criterion that we need for our Mishnah? That you also cannot do even a little bit of tircha for a gain. Okay, and that was what the Gemara addressed and said, one second, how do you know that he follows this opinion? Maybe, we might, but maybe with the Mayan Shaloya Tzibitzchila, he'll let you water a Beis Abal. Right, so that was the third thing. And the Gemara said, well, we've got no choice because no one else fits all three criteria, so it's got to be Rabbi Huda. He already fits two, so we're going to assume that he fits the third as well. And that was basically the end of the Gemara, more or less, after it explained it. So those were the three things that we said last week. Now, there's Rashi. This is, again, one of the Rashi in Kisvei Ayad. Has a little bit of a different way of putting it. It's really not that different from the middle line of Rashi here, but I'm going to read it nevertheless, okay? First of all, let's read, what does it mean, Beis Hashlachin Shecharva? Ela Beis Hashlachin Shecharva, says Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Okay, Gimel on the source sheet. Shecharva ma'ayana harishon, that the first original ma'ayan was destroyed, v'yatzala ma'ayan zeh mechadash. And a new ma'ayan has now come out. Why? Dekev andahavale ma'ayan tchilasa, since it originally had a spring, v'hiskila hashkos, and it began to water, meaning it was used to getting water, like our fake Rashi says, ilo mashkela pseda. If you don't water it, it's going to be lost. Aval ilo charva, but if it was not dried out, if it was not destroyed, meaning, dilo havale akati ma'ayan, it did not yet have a ma'ayan, ela zehu tchilaso. This is the first time it's never drank before, v'akati lo shasi. And it has never once drank lo yashkenu ata tchila de lo pasta. You may not water it now because there is no pseda. And afilu le oso sade. And even for that field, lo yifanela la amas amayim chadash. You should open up a new amas amayim. Mishum tircha yasera, because of excessive tircha. Okay, so what Rashi tells us is, Rashi's being still not all that 100% clear. But again, we're trying to figure out what does it mean, shecharva ma'ayana, right? So Rashi's saying, here's the case, what does charva ma'ayana mean? If it's a case of charva, meaning either which way we're talking about a new spring. It's either a new spring that went into a field that hasn't previously been watered, meaning it doesn't need so much water. Again, it doesn't need so much water.
How does a new spring relate to Beit Hashlachin shecharva? The grammar simply says we're talking about the Beis Shlachim.
Very good, very good, very good, very good, very good. Okay? Shecharva, again, we already explained this last week. Shecharva mi ma'ayan zeh. Right? That's Abaye. Abaye says that. Okay? That's what he says Shecharva means. Shecharva mimayin zevi atzalamayin acher. That's a question on Abaye. But again, Abaye says that the word charva in the Braisa means, and again, it's probably chareva, which means dried up. What does it mean? It dried up of its old spring, and it has a new spring. Okay? Now, the point is, right? What, according to Rashi, this means is, and we have to be talking about a Beis HaShlachin, but as we've talked about in the past, Beis HaShlachin has multiple different definitions, and sometimes you can have a Beis HaShlachin of a certain type of field, which theoretically acts like a Beis HaBaal, or a Beis HaBaal type of field which acts like a Beis HaShlachin. We originally were like, okay, who cares about the definition? No, the definition matters. So what Rashi's telling us is, okay, you have two types of new ma'ayanos. Either a ma'ayan either a field that previously had a ma'ayan, and now a new ma'ayan is replacing the old one. That's one option. Or option number two is it's a field that has not actually been watered by ma'ayan before, and now has a ma'ayan going into it. What we would call from a halachic perspective a beis habal, meaning that there's no pseda, right? Rashi says this excessively, right? The lo pasta. Real Rashi. Gimel, right? Again, lo yashkenu atatchila de lo pasta. You can't water that one now because, again, it's not losing anything. Right? And therefore, what is there to water? It's still going to get benefit from having water. It's like a stay base habal. Like a stay base habal. Again.
But it had an old well which dried up, and now a new one opened up.
Not well. Spring. A real...
Okay, well.
Again, if it had an old spring, okay, the old spring died out, it was diverted around the field, and now it's coming in from a totally new direction, right? That's what basically it means, a new spring, for let's say. So again, we're saying it didn't die fully, now it has the opportunity to be rejuvenated, okay? Or maybe it's a new season or something like that, right? However, if this field has always been surviving, just on rainwater...
What does one day difference make?
One day, 5 days, whatever the amount is. Again, we're not talking about that this is an excessively common case, I would imagine. Again, the Gemara deals with the theoretical case so that we can learn the rule. Okay, the theoretical case is you had a ma'ayan to begin with. That ma'ayan stopped. A new ma'ayan has come in. The chashash is asilin pule. It's going to cave in. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to water from it. Okay, in the Beis HaShlachin Shechareva. If it's, however, not charva mimayan zeh, v'yatala mayan acher, okay, meaning if it's a case where it's essentially like a Beis HaBaal, meaning it has never had a spring in it before, it has only been watered by rainwater, says Rashi, explains that Rabbi Yehuda would not permit that. There's no pseda there. Okay? And then Rashi says something very interesting.
It could be a Beit HaShlachin that was watered by hand.
Okay, that's fair. Yes, I think that's going to be a very important point. I'll tell you why I don't think Rashi's saying that in a little bit, but that's a fair point. It could have been that previously it did not have 100%. It could have been... Rashi doesn't say that, right? Rashi says, right? De lo havale akati ma'ayan al zehut chilaso, vi akati lo shasi. Akati lo shasi sounds like it has not yet been watered by hand or by spring. But I agree with you that could be a theoretical reading of the Gemara, and I think that has a lot of merit in the Gemara, right? Which gets really back to what we were doing last week. The bottom line is, says Rashi, what's this? Afilu le'oso sadeh. What does that mean? Afilu le'oso sadeh, which sadeh? The first sadeh or the second sadeh? Shecharva or shenat charva?
We're talking about charva. That's the context overlying this.
So again, this is in Rashi, Dibra Amasol Beis HaShachin Shecharva, which he explains what charva means and what lo charva means. When Rashi says, afilu le'oso sadeh, afilu le'oso sadeh. Afilu le'oso sadeh. What is that talking about? So you think he's going back to the original case?
Well, temporally.
I know temporally what he's saying. Sorry? Why would it be afilu? So that's, I think, a good point. Meaning grammatically, which is a bigger chiddush? The one which is dry, that needs the water that used to have one, says Ra, but on the other hand, temporarily, exactly, immediately before the preceding clause is about the one that never was watered before. Okay, so it's very hard to read this Rashi, but nevertheless, Rashi says, afil lo sasada, even to that field, lo yifanel al amas amayim, you can't, again, you clear out the amas amayim, chadash, mishum tircha yisera, because of tircha yisera. Okay, this is Rashi. Okay, ginasa, what's a gina? Miyushevis bizraim, churvaso, pardes, shechara, meilan, osav. Okay.
Oh, hang on.
What?
He's redefining Chorvato.
Yeah, he reversed himself.
So
why don't you explain what you're?
Yes, saying. I know what you're saying. What you're saying is that churva does not mean shechareva.
Right. That essentially means that the whole field is destroyed. It's a destroyed field.
But again, not fully destroyed.
Well.
Right. Again, he's. I think you could totally read this in with Rashi.
Its trees are destroyed. So now he's got what vegetables there or something else. His trees are gone. He's got a vegetable crop. Which is a called previously a Beseda.
Yes. Yeah, it's a Beis HaShlachin. Okay? So it sounds like people here are leaning towards Rashi talking about a Beis HaShlachin when he says, Lo yifne lama samayim chadash v'shum tircha yisera, correct? That's what people are generally agreeing on? Okay. We'll see in a little bit. In the meanwhile, I'm going to skip I want to continue in this train of thought. Let's take a look in Tosfos first. Okay, let's take a look in Tosfos first. Then we'll take a look at the Ritva. Says Tosfos. Yeser al kain amar Rabbi Yehuda. Dibra maskel, yeser al kain. Everyone see it? Beis Amad Aleph near the bottom, second last. Dibra maskel, yeser al kain. Everyone got it? Yeser al kain amar Rabbi Yehuda. More so did Rabbi Yehuda say. Says Tosfos. What does it mean, yeser al kain? We're just quoting a random halacha. Od haya machmir yoser. He was even more machmir. Afilu beveis hashlachin. Ka'asar lehafnos. Even in a Beis HaShlachin, he asked her, why? Mishum dehave tircha yisera. What does this sound like? This is an almost identical quote from Rashi, right? Afilu le'oso sadeh mishum tircha. Right? It's almost identical to what Rashi says. So again, what do we have Tosfos saying here? It's talking about a Beis HaShlachin. Let's read. Le'ginasu l'charvaso. Shel Beis HaShlachin. Gina makom zraim. Churva makom jecharvu ilanosa. Vecharshu vizaru v'natu. Okay? Very interesting. So he addresses your reversal. Again, Tosfos is almost identical to Rashi here. Real Rashi, right? In fact, whoever wrote this Tosfos was probably from the Beis HaMedrash of Rashi. Good odds, right? From the Balei HaTosfos. But anyways, explains Tosfos. Again, Gina is a pure Beis HaShlachim, right? There's no... But Churva Shecharvu Ilanosav... is Shema Utzarech Lemayim Yoser. Maybe it needs water a little bit more. Velozu Afzu Katani, and again, it's less of a Chiddush. Inami, or, what does it mean? He says, I'll give you another pshat. Charav Beso Vasa Ogina. Maybe it's where you had a Churva, you know, the Churva Shul, Churva in Chazal, means a haunted house that's breaking down, right? And basically what happened is you had an old building, the building... You know, it had somebody dropped a bomb on it, and now you planted a garden there. Utricha mayim tadir yoser mishar beis hashlachin, and maybe it needs extra because it's a new garden. Mishum diikat tircha yisera alone, you're not allowed to do that. Even so, because of tircha yisera. So now the Tosfos says this. Let's read a fascinating, fascinating ritva. Fascinating ritva. Says the ritva. It's number hey. We turn the page, and again, we'll get back to the Meiri afterwards to see a couple of little points. That are extra relevant. Okay. We'll read through the beginning, which is just a quote from Rashi, which, again, sounds actually here fairly similar to the Rashi that we have on Nama. Okay. Vasinan l'okmi l'asnisin k'Rabbi Yehuda v'chulei. Says the Ritva, and we go to establish our mission like Rabbi Yehuda. Baruch Hashem, the Kugel deficiency is being solved.
Yes, it is.
Upirish Rashi zal. And Rashi explained. Dehachi shaminan la. This is what we hear the Keva, the Nakat in Mashkin Misha. Ein mashkin misham ella stei beis hashlachin. From the fact that he said you can only water stei beis hashlachin, michlal, that implies the beis habal in. Ein mashkin, that you cannot water a beis habal. Til harvacha lo tarchin afilu tircha zuta. That you cannot do even a little bit of tircha for harvacha. The kevan de lo shari afilu beis hashlachin el hashkav al mekilon lo. And since the only thing, we are permitting in the Beis HaShlachin is watering it through the channels, but not mekilon. Michlal, this implies to be davar ha'aved, that in the case of loss, tircha yisera lo tarchina. We don't allow you to do tircha yisera. V'hadik tani yeser al kain amar Rabbi Yehuda lo yifne adam v'chulei. And this that we said, more so does Rabbi Yehuda say, you cannot clear out the amas amayim. Take a look. Pirish Rashi zal. What does Rashi say? Three words. De Beis Habal hi. Upinoi tircha zuta. So again, clearly the Ritva did not have this Rashi word for word. Either he's having a very elaborate explanation of it against what our understanding of it was, or he used a different version of Rashi. Okay? But he does things that he says often do correspond to this Rashi that we have in Ksav Yad. Okay? Va'afilu hachi lo tarchina mishum harvacha. Says Rashi, what's going on? Yes, Rakan Amar Yehuda. Says Rashi, this checks off criterion number 3. Why? Because he's talking about a Beis HaBaal. Okay? Lo yifne adam a'am asamayim. What does that mean? He says, pinui tircha zuta. I don't know what yifne or yifana means. I don't know if it's, again, using your foot to make a path. I don't know what exactly it means. But whatever it means, says Rashi, it's a tircha zutrasa. It's a small tircha. And yet, says Rashi, ve'afilu hachi, and even so, lo tarchinan mishum harvacha, because it's a Beis HaBaal. And you only stand to gain money, you're not at a risk of loss. Says Rashi, you're not even allowed to do tircha zuta. Adkan divrei Rashi. What's the problem? We've got a lot of problems with this. Bekasha alav, says the Ritva. See if you got the Ritva's kasha. Chada, number one, the Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, filu kilo nami shari beveis hashlachin. So number one, says the Ritva, you have a question. Meaning, if you look at this Rashi, okay, if you look at this Rashi, I want to read you one line here, just before we move on. See this after Chorvaso? Everyone see this line in Rashi? I'm sorry that we're jumping around like crazy today. But I just want to read you one line so you'll understand the contrast between this Rashi and this Rashi. L'Rebbe Yehuda, everyone see this fourth to the bottom line of Rashi Ksav Yad? Everyone see it? L'Rebbe Yehuda, pseida in harvacha lo deketani beis hashlachin vafilu b'makom pseida tircha yisera lo deketani lo yifane. Says Rashi very clearly, how do we know pseida in harvacha lo? Because we said that you're only allowed to water beis hashlachin. How do we know b'makom pseida tircha yisera lo? Because he says, lo yifne adam amasamayim. This solves 100% that what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying it's talking about a base hashlachin. Lo yifane la adam amasamayim is tircha yisera in a case of pseida. And that's not allowed. Rashi is very, very 100% crystal clear. This Rashi in Ksav Yad on this first page says, what we fulfill two of the three criteria as follows. Okay? How do we fulfill the criteria of pseida in harvacha lo? From an implication. What's that implication? From the fact that Yehuda only says a beis hashlachin. That is the implication which is challenged by the Gemara. And says, one second, how do you know that? Maybe he just said a beis hashlachin for fun, but really he lets you water a beis habal if it's an old mayan. Right? That was challenged by the Gemara. But what is the other criterion in the Mishnah that is never challenged, says Rashi? Lo yifne amasamayim, not clearing that out, proves to us unequivocally, according to Rashi, okay, that when you have tircha yisera, that's not even allowed for apseda. Good? Again, tircha yisera is not allowed even for apseda. This Rashi down here in our Gemara, now we've got three Rashis. Rashi number one, meaning the Rashi on the page says, how do we learn that you can't do tircha yisera? From the implication that only watering it from a channel and not from kilon, right? Rashi number two says we get that implication from lo yifne adam amasamayim. Rashi number three says we don't even have that. Rashi number three says, you know, we learn from lo yifne. We learn that by harvacha you're not allowed to do tircha zutrasa. Okay, there's a lot of cheshbon going on here. I apologize. I didn't intend it for this to be this cheshbon-y, but this is what we have. Now, here's the fun part. Which parts are challengeable? You can challenge, again, according to this Rashi, can you challenge the implication that Rabbi Yehuda would not allow Mekilon and Megashamim? Possibly. Because he doesn't say it outright, right? He doesn't say outright, make kilon lo. So possibly you could challenge that assumption. Could you challenge the assumption, okay, of beis hashlachin in beis habaal, no? in regular terms, absolutely you could challenge that. Why? The Gemara even does challenge it. Because again, maybe it only said Beis HaShlachin to contrast to a case, because it was talking about a case of a new spring, but maybe an old spring, he would allow Beis HaBaal. But what you can't challenge is whatever this Lo Yifne Amas HaMayim means. See, we glossed over it, and this Rashi here glosses over it. But according to both real Rashis, it's a critical part of the Gemara. Whatever this line, Lo Yifne Adam Amas HaMayim Yashkel Yinasul Charvaso, means is something that we cannot challenge because it's not an implication, it's a direct case. So again, if Lo Yifne is talking about a Beis HaShlachin, so you're no longer able to challenge the idea that you're allowed to do, that you're not allowed to do extra tircha, even in a case of loss. If Lo Yifne Adam Amas HaMayim is talking about a Beis HaBaal, you're no longer able to challenge the notion that a Beis HaBaal is excluded. Okay, you understand? Again, whatever Lo Yifne means, that part is stated explicitly, and you can't ask on that. It's just a question of what does that case mean. So now, not only is that case something we shouldn't gloss over, according to both versions of Rashi, it is the entire central point of the Gemara. The Gemara is bringing it. That is the strongest raya to the opinion of Rabbi Huda. According to this side of Rashi, it's a raya that Rabbi Huda doesn't let you do Tircha Yisera. And according to this side of Rashi, it's a raya that in a case of Harvacha, in a case of gain, you cannot even do a little bit of Tircha. All good? Little Cheshbin. Now.
So one thing that may or may not cause confusion, according to Steinsaltz, the Nekudot are Yafneh. And Yafneh means, in modern Hebrew, to redirect.
Yes. Now, where did Steinsaltz get his Mesorah Nekudos from? Which Rishon?
That I don't know.
We're going to find out. Okay. We're going to see. Now, the Gemara never had Nekudos, but the Rishonim obviously read it with Nekudos. So, what did they read? And does that make a difference? The answer is the entire rest of the shir beyond this Ritva is focused precisely on that point. Okay? Now, the Ritva is very mad at Rashi. It says, V'kashalav, getting back to the Ritva source number hey. V'kashalav, chada number one, didilma l'Rabbi Yehuda, filo kilo nami shari b'veis hashlachin. Okay? He's saying, how do we know? Okay, so he challenges really the Rashi on the page now. And he's saying, maybe Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do mekilon. Because again, anything that's not part of lo yafne lo yifne lo yifane, whatever you want to read it as, anything that's not part of that is challengeable. Because it's just an implication. And maybe he just said it for a different reason. Says the Ritva, Dilma l'Rabbi Yehuda, maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, afilu kilo nami shari, even again, drawing water is okay. Beveis hashlachin, in a beis hashlachin. Why? Deha did nakad ma'ayan. Why did it say a ma'ayan? You know why? Mishum Rabbi Meir hi. In order to contrast with Rabbi Meir, kidim muchach lishna behedya, as we end up saying at the end of the Gemara, that's why he chose a Maya. The Oda number two, dibisamuch, this is the big question. This is, to me, the question that really the Ritzvah rejects Rashi based on. Number two, he says, dibisamuch, in one line, what's the Gemara going to do? Asila minchi, the Gemara is going to come to push off. The efshir, the Rehuda, shari tir chazuta beharvacha, vilo asar hashka beveis haval, ela bemayin chiyosu betchila mishumin puli. This is a paraphrase of the Gemara. I'm going to read it slowly. Okay? What does the Gemara again challenge? Umimai, Dilma, Adkan, right? Everyone see that last line of the Gemara? That's what the Ritva is paraphrasing here. He's saying the Gemara is about to come and say that maybe Rabbi Huda allows a little bit of work by a Beis HaBaal. Right? That's literally what it says in the Gemara here. It says the Ritva Rashi. How can you say that then? If Rabbi Huda says word for word, Lo Yifana Adam Amas HaMayim, and that's talking about a Beis HaBaal, how can the Gemara say, oh, maybe he doesn't say that? He says it b'feirush. So therefore, says the Ritva, right? And he says, v'ha'hechi efshar, da'ketani shelo yifane also. U'pirush rashi shu beis abav, etircha zuta yoser me'ashka. Right? U'la'hechi ketani yeser al-kain, and that's why he says yeser al-kain. He says, therefore, it's impossible to follow Rashi on this. He rejects the Rashi who says it is beis abal, and he says, l'kach pirushu bitosvos, which we saw, what did Tosvos say? It's talking about a Beis HaShlachin, okay? Gina Shel Yerek, Pinoy Zet, Tircha Yisera, fine. And he says this all works fine. In which case? Bottom line, okay? Bottom line, okay? Bottom line is, we follow, according to the Ritva, this version of Rashi, to say that, Lo Yifane, Lo Yifne, Lo Yafne, what again, however you want to read it, teaches us a Beis Hashlachin case that one may not do Tircha Yisera b'makom Pseda. Clear? Okay. Now, with this in mind, I was bothered by a couple of things. Okay. First of all, what does this actually mean? Okay. Number one. Second of all, which is correct? And third, we talked about before, you'll notice a very interesting Girsa on Rashi that, again, you may not have noticed. Rashi had this Rashi on the page, again, our third Rashi. What is his Girsa? Rabbi Huda lo yafne mayim. Okay? In Tosfos Arash, take a look. What's the Girsa?
Hamayim.
Lo yifne es hamayim. Remember we talked about before, we had a couple of shiurim ago, we had a Me'iri. And the Me'iri said, where is an Amas Hamayim found? Only in a Beis HaShlachin. Right? An Amas Hamayim is not found in a Beis HaBaal because it doesn't have a spring going through it. Usually. That was the Me'iri's conjecture. Now, if that's the case, Lo Yifne Mayim, Lo Yifne Es Hamayim, instead of Amas Hamayim, it could theoretically be talking about in a case of a Beis HaBaal. However, Lo Yifne Amas Hamayim, according to the Me'iri's logic from Tushi Urmigo, if it says Amas Hamayim, must be talking about a Beis HaShlachin. Now let's go further.
I don't know. If it's saying et Hamayim, it's being very specific, where this is Lo Yifne Mayim is very general.
Correct.
So if he's saying et Hamayim, so that leads one to think
that there is a specific water being pointed out.
Yeah.
And maybe you're saying that's the channel water.
Yes.
I think that's a reasonable read. I'm just saying, if you're saying Amas Hamayim, you cannot say that it's a Beis HaBaal. Right. Right? Meaning I'm just going the other direction. Now, I'll tell you one chiddush, first of all, that I think is quite possibly the correct pshat in Rashi on the Amud, in fake Rashi. I think that Rashi's lo yifane mayim, what does it mean lifanos mayim? What does it mean when someone is mifane themselves? And again, I don't know if I'm using the correct grammar here, but what does vayifen paro mean according to Chazal? So vayifen can mean two things. It can mean he turned, or says Chazal, Rashi, he went to the washroom, he emptied himself out. I think that Rashi is understanding this Rashi again. That I feel terrible for the people on the recording for this. They're going to go nuts. Three different Rashis, but this Rashi that I'm pointing to on the page, okay? Rashi thinks that's referring to bringing water with a bucket. Take a read. Again, what's the implication? Okay, you cannot use megishamim mekilon. Why? Because it says, don't take the water, right? It's quite possible that Rashi's interpretation was, what does it mean, lo yafne mayim? Lo yifne mayim? Don't scoop it up in your pail and move it over there. And that's why, right, what's it talking about? Ginaso and churvaso. What's ginaso and churvaso? They're like personal little gardens. Right, all the time, and you need to learn a little bit more from Mod Katan for this. But we see people bringing up water to all these places. A gina is like a personal little garden. I'm not sure you generally had like a big flowing water there. I'm not saying you cannot read it another way. I'm just simply suggesting possibly as Chad and Rashi, and that's why Rashi is so convinced that Rabbi Huda wouldn't let you use a bucket, because he says that's what Rabbi Huda says, right? And he says ve'od chazinan dekam Rabbi Huda lo yafne mayim. We see he says this. You don't even need the implication. He says it explicitly. A bucket? Ain't Tircha Yisera gedola mizu? That's the classic case of Tircha Yisera in the Mishnah. Yeah, make kilon and make a shamim.
Is that a bucket?
Yes.
Pale bucket.
Yes, pale bucket. Let's not get into
definition.
Yeah.
Using a bucket would be Tircha Yisera.
It is.
And taking your foot and pushing a little
exactly.
bit of dirt aside.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's not. I have trouble with the words here used.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Gemara itself says, Lo yafne adam amat hamayim.
But again, we don't know what Rashi had in his Gemara. whichever version of Rashi had in his Gemara.
But this version,
yes,
in this stuff,
yes,
talks about a matamayim.
Yes.
So that's a pre-existing channel.
Yep. And that's a Beis HaShlachim like Tosfos. I agree with you.
On. But redirecting a pre-existing channel does take considerable effort.
Yes.
Whereas where he's talking in the Rashi, in quotes, on this mm-hmm. stuff, he says, lo yafne mayim,
mm-hmm.
just mayim in general. So that could be by any means possible. And then when you're talking
then
here...
Then how's it Tirchei Yisera? He says, alma de lo shari yuda Tirchei Yisera. It's his next words.
Slicha. But any means possible means more than just a matamayim. So you have to go more than trying to dig an extra channel or kick it with your foot or whatever. You have to do some physical work more than that.
Okay.
So the physical work more than that in the situation of just general mayim could be a kilon, could be a bucket.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is. And then when it's talking on this duff that you've given us is et hamayim. That's coming from an identifiable source.
And yes.
We don't know what the identifiable source is other than it's existing.
Fair.
At the time when he's talking about it.
Yes, so, that's fine. I don't, again, the Tosfos Arash. We're going to see what Tosfos Arash said. We haven't identified Tosfos Arash, what his opinion is, and he says it very clearly, so we don't have to worry. But again, all I'm saying is this Rashi, I think, this Rashi understood lo yafne mayim to mean kilon, pail, bucket, whatever you want to call it, and that's how he knows for certain that Tircha Yisera Makom Seida Zaser. Good? One. Number two. Okay? If, let's take a look at what's going on here. Lo yifne samayim, lo yafne samayim, lo yifane samayim, perush. Shelo yase sa'ama b'schila b'moid. What does lo yafne samayim mean? Okay? What does it mean? Shelo yase sa'ama b'schila b'moid. You cannot dig a new channel on the moed, says Tosfos Rashi. What does it mean, lo yafne samayim? You cannot dig a new, you cannot make a channel for water. That's one thing. V'harayvit gares, and the rayvit is gares, lo yifane. He has a different girsa. So I was looking at this, I said, what do you mean? It looks like the same girsa to me. I was perplexed by this. I went to go look in the Tosfos Arashes. So there's an old Tosfos Arash that Tosefta Peshuta mentioned from a Rav Kook, not that one, I think Rav Frau Kook his name was. And he already puts in nekudos here. Okay, lo yafne and lo yifane. Okay, yafne, okay, let's read in the Ha'aros, and this is the Mosadar of Kook one, which is much clearer in my opinion than the other one. Okay, so source number 16, I apologize, I didn't put in where the 16 was. Lefanenu, lo yafne adam amasamayim ein hara 19. Okay, girsas rabenu, everyone see the 17 note in source number Zion? Girsas rabenu ki girsas hatosvos. Our Rabbeinu, meaning which is a Tosfos Arash's girsa, like Tosfos' girsa, shelo yafne es hamayim, that you should not do what? V'akavana asiyas derech chadasha limayim. You cannot make a new path for water. Why? Mishum dahave tircha yaseira she'asura gam beveis hashlachin. And Tosfos said it was talking about a beis hashlachin, and you're not allowed to make a new path for water. Okay? Ka'asar lahafnos, again, lahafnos means lo yafne, it means to make a new path.
So that's different than just cleaning out.
Correct. However, viharayved garet, go back in the Tosfos Arash, lo yifane, ukigon shehi atuma kula, shenol nishar batefach. The rayved is gores, lo yifane, and that's the way we translate originally. What does it mean? Do not clear it out. Right? Pinui, right, is to clear something out. He says, don't clear it out. Ukonchi atuma, mean what does atum mean? Stuffed up. Right? It's stuffed up. And it's atuma kula shalonish about tefach. It's completely stuffed up. There's not even one tefach yet. Why? Because the Gemara talks about what does it mean, misaknin es amikul kalos. Remember way back in the Mishnah, we said you're not allowed to make a new amas hamayim, but you are allowed to fix up an old one. The Gemara talks about how stuffed up does it have to be considered making a new one. That's what the Ravid is just referencing here. He says, but really it's talking to digging it out. And again, you can see it over here. Girsas Ravid hiki girsas shelfanenu lo yifane amas hamayim uperusho shelo yifane me afar utros laavor bahamayim david tircha yaseira. Okay?
So this one, this one on Zion that you're talking about is agreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah. That says,
and the Chachamim. And the Chachamim, because we're talking about Moed here. The Chachamim agree. It's agreeing with everybody. Okay? So, bottom line is, these are also, again, two ways to read this Gemara, and in each of them works with a Beis HaShlachim. What we do not see is a tenable way to read this that really works with a Beis HaBaal. Unless you're going to read Lo Yafne with your foot, your Chazut Rasa, in Es Hamayim, the water that is entering into a Beis HaBaal, or you don't agree with the Meiri, which is, again, quite possible, that Amas Hamayims don't appear in Beis HaBaals. Maybe they also are in a Beis HaBaal, and again, you're just using your foot, and that's how Rashi, again, according to the Ritva Reddit, that was rejected. Now, we don't have any other versions of Rashi on this part of the Masechet other than the one on the side of the page and the one that I brought you over here, so we have no way of checking. It sounds like the Ritva is quoting from Rashi, who did say explicitly that it's a Beis HaBaal. In which case, again, maybe it's from the third Ksav Yad that doesn't have the beginning of the Masechta. I don't know. But ultimately, where we end up with this is as follows. Okay? Rov Rishonim seem to say this is talking about clearing out, or the Ravid says it's talking about clearing out a completely stuffed up Amas HaMayim. Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir, Tircha Yasei Rabbi Abay Sechlachim. The Tosfos HaRash, okay, says that it's again Lo Yafne, as opposed to Lo Yafane. Lo Yafne is to create a new path. You're not allowed to do that because it's Tircha Yisera and Abayis HaKlachin. Rashi on the page, or fake Rashi, or pseudo Rashi, or whatever you want to call him, okay, he has, again, Lo, presumably, I don't know which grammar he has, but what he used it to mean is to take it away from somewhere else. Maybe it's more of the Yafne and divert it, but you're diverting it with your pail, not with your foot. And then Rashi, as quoted by the Ritva, has certainly Yafne, again, which means to divert it. And for him, diverting it is a very small thing. Ultimately, there is no way with the Girsa that we have in our Gemara to defend Rashi, because how could the Gemara say, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda beis HaShlachin in beis HaBaal lo? If Rabbi Yehuda says explicitly Yafne, but what this does answer for us, and this is the most important point, is it answers why the Gemara brought Yasser al Kainam Rabbi Yehuda lo Yafne Amazon Amayim Vyashkaz Nasul Chorbaso. Because it's so out of the blue, it's not found in the Tosefta. It's not found in the Yerushalmi. It's only found in one place, over here. And the reason why it's brought here is not because, if it would be part of the Tosefta and brought in the Yerushalmi, so I would say, okay, just quoting you the whole Memra. Wrong, it's not found anywhere. We don't have this anywhere else. We only have it here. And the reason why it's here is, for sure, it was something Rabbi Yehuda said, that's no question. But the value is that it adds to the entire suggestion. And what does it prove to us? It proves to us that you cannot do Tircha Yisera in a Beis HaShlachin, even b'makom Pseida. Fine. Now, if you're Rashi again, maybe he had a different Raya here. I don't know what exactly. Oh, I had an answer for Rashi. Sorry. The answer for Rashi is to have another Chiluk. Finally, this Rashi over here, which we asked the Kasha the Ritva. How can the Gemara go on and say, we might Dilma Adkan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Beis HaShlachin in Beis HaLo, Ela Mayan Shiyatze B'tchila, why? Dilma Silin Pule. But an old spring, not a new spring, dilo asili in puli, which will not fall, afilu beis habal nami. Even a beis habal, you can also water. Now, this is a very mechodeshtika thing that I'm going to suggest. I'm most likely incorrect. But, here goes. How much effort does it take? What time is it over here? About 3 minutes. Good. How much effort does it take to water something with a Mayan?
Depends on the pre-existing channels.
Somewhere between nothing and, at most, very little.
It's not Tircha Yisera.
It's for sure not Tircha Yisera. I'm not even sure that it's barely Tircha. Barely Tircha.
What?
I'm going to send you out to a field to schlep water with pails for a whole day. You'll understand. It takes muscles. You have to carry it now 15 feet, 20 feet, 100 feet.
That's why I asked about the channels.
So now, what I would suggest is that according to Rashi, the Lo Yafne Aram Amas HaMayim is a little bit of Tircha. Significant amount. It's not Tircha Yisera, but it's a little bit of Tircha. Maybe Rashi would read that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is asking, how do we know he doesn't allow any tircha whatsoever. Even what we called, like, it's so little, it's considered zero tircha for a harvacha. Maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. Okay? And that, taka, we have no proof from the Mishnah about. We have no proof from that. But, masnisin aman taramye. Okay, who are you gonna throw our Mishnah on if not Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe you could read the Gemara that way. I'm not convinced by that because it's a very bizarre read where the Gemara takes it so for granted, right? That, right? B'makom, right? Harvacha delo tircha. Right? Harvacha delo tircha. Right? That could be what the Gemara is asking on here. It's not harvacha with me'at tircha, like Rashi said was in Lo Yafne, but it's rather harvacha delo tircha, with absolutely nothing. To have a spring flow into your field, what on earth did you do wrong? What effort did you have to expend? So little effort. You open the tap? That's not effort. That's nothing. And maybe that's how Rashi would read the Gemara. That's my only possible defense. I didn't get a chance to look into it so much, but the bottom line is, again, okay, we have various different ways of interpreting this line of lo yifane, lo yafne, lo yifne, lo whatever, amasamayim. Each of them contributes very significantly to identifying the position of Rabbi Yehuda, specifically in Eruv Gemara. It's not just a gloss that, okay, we're sticking it in there. It's actually a critical point in understanding why our Mishnah has to be like Rabbi Yehuda, either because it proves to us that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow tircha yisera, meaning pail, bucket, or it proves to us, again, one of these other things that is later on he agrees with the Chachamim in the Mishnah, which again works with the Tosefta having the gears of Chachamim, because as you noted, the Chachamim agree to Rav Elazar ben Azariah that you cannot make a new channel on Moed. So I think that this is actually much, much, much more enlightening. And again, this is also something that can be gleaned from Tosfos. The fact that we read this Tosfos, I hope that, I'm just going to call it here because we're basically out of time with our delays at the beginning, but what I'm hoping to do, okay, is next week we'll do the two next Tosfos in, which basically, okay, talk about sort of the idea of Masnisin Aman Taramye, okay, which will be still relevant to the Sugya, and the next Tosfos, Kolcho de Remeir de Mekel, okay, it's Lahodiach HaKocho DeRimeir DeMekel, which you were talking about last time, which Tosfos brings up the idea of Koach DeHetera Adif, that we prefer to make a bigger show out of Rabbi Meir because he's Mekel. There are other answers to that question, and the entire notion of Koach DeHetera Adif should make for some very interesting shiurim. It's nice. One will be done with his dry cheshbening of keeping crack of four different Rashis, and you know, something a little bit more that people can lick their lips over. You know, again, we can't skip it. I don't have it in me to skip a Gemara and not focus on a dry, or pun intended, I guess, with dry chorvaso in your field over there. But
that depends if it's tircha yisera or not.
Exactly. So, anyways, hopefully we'll move on to that, and then we get into a very fascinating sugya, Shabbos sugya, extremely relevant lehalacha, halacha lemaisa, in terms of hasra'a, but it's usher either way, but the question is, if someone weeds on Shabbos, if someone waters plants on Shabbos, what malacha did they violate? Something that probably you guys all thought you knew, and you're looking at me now like I'm from the moon, but we'll see. That's the next Gemara, hopefully after that. Yashar Koach, everybody.